Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump has been praising Judge Aileen Cannon, even though she just ruled against him. Glenn says Trump knows she has something up her sleeve.
So, friends, one thing is crystal clear. Trump appointed Judge Aileen Cannon's bias is showing, and Donald Trump loves it. Donald Trump praised Judge Aileen Cannon right after Judge Cannon denied his motion to dismiss the espionage charges in his Florida federal prosecution. Why? Because it looks like she is orchestrating something that will be even more beneficial to Donald Trump. In a nutshell, Judge Aileen Cannon just denied Donald Trump's motion to dismiss the espionage charges in his Florida federal prosecution. 32 of the crimes for which he's indicted, crimes that were brought in violation of the Espionage Act, denying Donald Trump's claim that, well, the Presidential Records Act says I can do it, gives me a complete defense, and you should just throw those 32 charges out right now. Judge Cannon denied that motion to dismiss those charges. Sounds like a good thing, right? So why would Donald Trump praise her as a judge after she denied his request to throw those charges out? Because she's orchestrating something even better for Donald Trump. If she had granted this motion and dismissed those charges, guess what? Special counsel Jack Smith would have been able to appeal. But what she said is, I'm not going to dismiss them now, but I might dismiss them later, when we're in trial, after a jury has been sworn, after jeopardy has attached. Why? Because then Jack Smith can't appeal the dismissal, and Donald Trump will never be held accountable for those crimes. Let's take this one by the numbers, friends, and let's start with what Judge Cannon asked Jack Smith and Donald Trump's defense attorneys to do. Cannon asked the prosecutors and the defense attorneys to consider two different hypothetical situations to propose jury instructions, writing, quote, the parties must engage with the following competing scenarios and offer alternative draft text that assumes each scenario to be a correct formulation of law. But friends, the problem is those two hypotheticals, the two proposed jury instructions, are not correct formulations of the law. Indeed, the law contradicts what Judge Cannon said. I want you to assume these are correct formulations of the law. They're actually lawless. There's no support in the law for what Judge Cannon was proposing in those two jury instructions. Let me boil it down to its essence. The jury instructions, if given, would convey to the jury A president gets to designate classified information, national defense information, our nation's most closely guarded secrets. A president gets to designate all of it as personal. It becomes his property. That's not a reviewable decision by you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Therefore, he is not guilty of the 32 espionage charges that have been brought against him. Friends, that's not a correct formulation of the law. And special counsel Jack Smith told the judge that. Judge, you're wrong. And if you insist on being wrong and you persist in being wrong, you need to rule so we can appeal you before the trial starts. Because after the trial starts, we will lose the ability to appeal and Donald Trump will not be held accountable. And when Jack Smith asked her to rule, a pretty simple request, she said, nope. More specifically, here is what Judge Cannon said in her recent order. Separately, to the extent special counsel demands an anticipatory finalization of jury instructions prior to trial, prior to a charge conference, which is when the parties get together and talk about jury instructions, and prior to the presentation of trial defenses and evidence, the court declines that demand as unprecedented and unjust. Now, friends, let's be real clear about what Judge Cannon is saying there. She said, no prosecution. And friends, let's be real clear about what Judge Cannon is saying there and what the implications are. She said, no, Jack Smith, I will not rule.
On the way after the break, Glenn explains what Judge Cannon is saying to Jack Smith in her response to his motion. This is Justice Matters.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Judge Aileen Cannon has denied Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for her to rule on the Presidential Records Act. Is she planning to dismiss the case later when Jack Smith can't appeal? Here's Glenn.
So, friends, let's be real clear on what Judge Cannon is saying and what the implications are. She said, no, Special Counsel Jack Smith, I will not rule so that you can appeal it now. In fact, I won't rule until after the presentation of trial defenses and evidence. In other words, I won't rule until after the case is already in trial, after jeopardy has attached. And I'll rule at a time that you can't appeal my ruling. And Donald Trump loves it. Here's the recent reporting about how Donald Trump reacted to, in substance, Judge Cannon saying, I won't dismiss these charges right now. Headline in the Washington Post. Trump defends Judge Cannon in fight over classified documents trial. And that article begins, former President Donald Trump, whose legal strategy in fighting four indictments has largely centered around attacking the legal system, on Thursday publicly defended the judge overseeing his classified documents mishandling case, calling her highly respected, even as he regularly lambastes judges in two of his other criminal cases. Trump spoke out about the ongoing dispute between Special Counsel Jack Smith and U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon after Smith filed court papers saying Cannon is pursuing a legal theory that is wrong. The special counsel's filing urged Cannon to rule quickly on whether the Presidential Records Act allowed Trump to keep highly classified documents after leaving the White House so that if she says it does, he, Smith, can ask a higher court to overrule her. Trump, who has been hit with three separate gag orders after criticizing judges, their staffs, their relatives, or trial participants, attacked Smith and leaped to Cannon's defense in a social media post Thursday morning. This from Trump. The special counsel, quote, should be sanctioned or censured for the way he is attacking a highly respected judge, Aileen Cannon, who is presiding over his fake documents hoax case in Florida, the post said. He's a lowlife who is nasty, rude, and condescending, and obviously trying to play the ref. Former federal judge Jeremy Fogel, who now runs the Berkeley Judicial Institute, said the timing of Trump's statement is as significant as what he said because it could create the impression that when Cannon rules, she is responding in part to what the former president has said. Quote, statements like that give rise to the impression that they are in a position to influence the judge, Fogel said. The context is very important. Mr. Trump's post on Truth Social comes at a critical juncture in the documents case and effectively is a response to the special counsel's filing yesterday. The best practice in a situation like this is for the judge to make a statement to the effect that their decision will be influenced solely by the facts and the law and not the out-of-court statements of a party or anyone else. You know, friends, I saw this graphic posted somewhere recently. I don't know who created it or I would give them attribution, but it caught my attention because when you consider that Judge Engoron rules against Donald Trump, threatened. Judge Tanya Chutkan rules against Donald Trump, threatened. Judge McAfee down in Georgia rules against Donald Trump, threatened. Judge Kaplan, who presided over the E. Jean Carroll trials, rules against Donald Trump, threatened. Judge Aileen Cannon just ruled against Donald Trump, and Donald Trump praises her. Why? Because he knows. It seems like she is setting up an even more favorable ruling for Donald Trump in the future, one that Special Counsel Jack Smith will not be able to appeal. Well, you know what, friends? Regarding Judge Aileen Cannon, the disqualification cup runneth over. It's time to file and litigate a motion to disqualify her, a motion to remove her from presiding over the case involving the defendant who gave her the very job she now enjoys and she will enjoy for the rest of her life. It's time to file the motion to recuse. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.